I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples. The police department has been using the portable speed display trailer for several months. What are the results of what you've seen so far?
Yeah, so far, the results are that our citizens are complying with the sign, and it's helping slow vehicles down. You know, there are times where we see an uptick of speeders, but for the most part, overall, the signs are doing their job. They're also collecting the data that we need to have focused enforcement to control these issues. You know, there's we pull one set of data that shows the time frame in which the speed is the worst, and so we're able to target that time frame instead of wasting a police officer's time sitting somewhere where nothing's happening.
Those signs are set up, so it looks like they're only collecting data from the one direction. Are they only a one-way speed indicator?
No, a lot of people believe that. We've had a lot of misconceptions on that lately. But I do want to inform the public that sign collects both to and from and away data. And so right now we have them in the school zones, and there's one specifically on Calhoun Street in front of the middle school. And so what that's doing is that's collecting the data of a two-block radius. That's collecting the block in front of it that is coming toward it, and it's collecting the block that is away from it. So people don't realize that, but that's a way to get more data than we would normally have if we just put it in one specific area.
And in a lot of cases, the police cars themselves have radar that is both directions as well, correct?
Yes. These signs are the same radar that's in our vehicles. They just have the speed signs and the radar showing you what you're going. And so we could write tickets off of these, and we have. We wrote tickets off these signs, and it's just another tool we can use to keep our community safe.
Are there plans to change how these are used at all?
Right now, the only plans, I plan on purchasing one more, so we'll have four at that point, and we can rotate them. We try to rotate them out monthly. Right now, especially while school's going, we're going to keep them in the school zones for a while, but still while they're in the school zones, we're going to try to keep them in the residential areas as well, because that's our biggest problem areas is the residential areas. That's the ones we want to keep the safest.
When we talked about this once before, you talked about how this will allow you to work with some of the neighborhoods. Are you finding that policing in the neighborhoods is working as well?
Yes. So when we started this program, it was an opportunity for me to get out and listen to our residents, you know, the people that matter. And so I get to have the opportunity to talk to the residents, and through this, you know, it started with speed, but then and traffic enforcement, but then it led into, well, hey, I believe this house, there's suspicious activity here, or possibly drugs being dealt in this area. And so that spurred me to come up with an idea of our community policing program. If we as police officers can get out and listen to our citizens and the residents that are here and know their problems and solve those problems, well, that's what it's all about. And this topic excites me, Tom. I love community policing, and that is our mission statement at the police department, is take care of our community and keep us the safest possible.
How are your officers interacting with the residents in those neighborhoods?
Yeah, so when this started, I told them, I said, when you're out, especially in the summer, I mean, we're all out as residents. You know, me and my kids like to play out in the yard. We like to do the yard work. And so if a police officer is driving by, they're going to stop and talk to you. They're going to ask you, is there any problems in your area? Anything we need to address? Because that is why we're here. That's the focus of the police department, is to keep this city safe and listen to our people. And so this program's going great. We've made drug busts off this program. We have made important traffic stops for people that have been violators of the traffic laws. And so we've had such success so far with this community policing program. And it excites me. My people love it. The officers love talking and hearing from the citizens, and they also hear the good and the bad from, you know, what we need to be doing right and what we need to be doing different.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.